we soldier on, Pat, in this thing. We can't let it beat us, you know. But, like, things will inevitably change, I suppose. But, you know, we are changing the way our practice works and how people contact us by phone and that. So it's not the same as it normally is. And I think that would be reflected around the country, the county as well. So what we don't want is to have a situation where vets are ill or people in our practices are ill, because that will shut us down. In fact, I was talking to a vet only the night before last who's had to close his practice, and that's in a neighbouring county. So, you know, that's what we really want to try and avoid.
So what changes have you had to make then, John, in terms of, and I know, as you say, you soldier on, life goes on, what changes particularly within your own practice have you had to make so you can deal with your customers and your clients?
Okay, so I suppose our first point of contact in any practice is a telephone, and that's always been the case. That hasn't really changed. In days gone by, people would walk in and collect medicines and bring their pets in, possibly on a walk-in situation in some practices around the county. But I think that's all changed now, and that in general, vets are advising their clients to ring the practice first before they... That's the first point of contact, so that they can arrange an appointment for their animal to be seen at some point, or to arrange that medicines are collected at the practice and can be prepared in advance to avoid as much contact with personnel as possible. And I think in general, I have to say, people are very compliant with that, and they get it totally. They understand the risks that are involved, and you know, it's working very well for us anyway.
Different times, of course, and the only thing about this, you know, and it's one consolation. This could happen again. It may happen 10 years down the road. We'll be better prepared, and maybe we'll all learn something from this. And it's probably the same in business as it is on a personal level as well, John.
Yeah, yes. Well, I think we're all going to learn a lot. You know, the world will probably be a different place, but for now, at least, just coming back to the way in which we work ourselves in the practice, like what we're trying to avoid is you know, controlling people coming in and out of the clinic. So our, say, appointments are telephone-based appointment, first of all. When the client comes with their pet, then they're asked to stay in their car in the main, and we do a remote consultation, and we bring the pet in ourselves, and another vet or another nurse in the practice holds the pet, and we can examine it and go through what we have to do, and then the pet is brought outside. So we're keeping clients outside in the main. And as regards to medicines, then people are ringing in for their requirements on that front. And we're taking advice, of course, over the phone. And, you know, that's a useful tool that we can use as well to advise people. Some practices are moving to emergency only. It depends on the practice structure. But we are an essential service, so we are still open. But some of our work may be curtailed as time goes on.